Page 300. Good friend or teacher. On the other hand, a good friend or teacher has just the opposite attributes. He has faith, moral integrity, knowledge, a generous heart, and wisdom. The best teacher and friend in the world is the Buddha. To rely on the Buddha is to rely on the best teacher. Although the Buddha has attained parinibbana, those who hear his teaching and revere his memory have the best teacher to rely on. In the lifetime of the Buddha, Sariputta and Moggallana ranked as second best teachers. Mahakasapa, Anuruddha, etc., as third best teachers. Later on, the real arahats, Anagami, Sakadagami, and Sotapanna persons are best teachers in that order. Good ordinary persons with faith rank below them as good teachers. Nowadays, it is hard to identify an arahat or a noble one who has really attained the other stages of the path. Only the real and well-informed Aryas can assess the spiritual attainment of a person. If, as an ordinary student, one wants to find out a good friend or teacher, one must apply the criteria of the Dhammasangani Pali text that we have mentioned, namely faith, morality, knowledge, a generous heart, and wisdom. The good friend or teacher must have faith. He makes devotions to the Buddha wholeheartedly and reverentially. Some people say that an arahat need not make such devotions, but according to the commentary, an arahat devoutly worshipped Mahachetiya, the great relic shrine. The good friend or teacher has also faith in and respect for the Dhamma and the Sangha. He believes in karma, avoids evil, and does good deeds. He urges others to be morally good like him. He has knowledge. He must be well equipped with worldly knowledge if he is to be a good teacher in worldly life. The bhikkhus who do not meditate should have enough knowledge to teach their pupils such things as reading and writing without violating the Vinaya rules. Some bhikkhus are well versed in Pali literature, but are poor in writing. They do badly even in spelling, and their writing is likely to lower them in the estimation of school teachers. Of course, the knowledge that the bhikkhu should primarily seek is knowledge of the Dhamma. It is up to the meditation teacher to have two kinds of knowledge, that is, knowledge of the scriptures and knowledge based on practice and experience. If the teacher is thus intellectually well equipped, the disciple with inadequate knowledge can attain true insight by practicing meditation according to the teacher's instructions. It is easy to know the marks of a generous heart. A generous teacher gives away everything which he does not need to his disciples and fellow beings. Wisdom, panya, is that which a good teacher gets by learning, reflection, and the practice of meditation. The teacher must have insight knowledge, such as insight into the arising and passing away of all phenomena, udayabhayayana. A teacher's talk clearly shows whether or not he has insight knowledge. It is hard for an ordinary man to identify such knowledge. A well-read man may be in a better position to do so, but still it is not easy for a man without experience to recognize it. He may misunderstand what a teacher says on the basis of his experience, or he may mistake purely bookish knowledge for reality. More difficult to understand are insights associated with the path and fruition, as well as retrocognition, insight, pachaveka, jnana. So we should regard a person as a good teacher if he has faith and knowledge, etc., and describes the nature of insight knowledge on the basis of experience and in accordance with the Pitakas. Visuddhimagga, the path of purity, describes a good meditation teacher as an affable person. He endears himself to others by virtue of his moral integrity, goodwill, and loving kindness, metta, that motivates his speech and action. He must be worthy of respect. He will have this attribute if he has morality, tranquility, and wisdom. He must be worthy of loving kindness, suffused by others. It is easy to suffuse metta to one who has good moral character and is inspired by metta in his speech and action. He must know how to teach and discipline other persons. If a disciple has defects and faults, the teacher must not connive at them, but reprove them. This is an important qualification of a good teacher. His indifference on matters that call for reproof is harmful to the disciple's interest. He must be able to face criticism. Whatever the age of his critic, if the criticism is justified, he should welcome it and act accordingly, as in the case of Sariputta, who accepted the advice of a young novice. On one occasion, Sariputta was so busy that his robe was slipping down. The way he wore the robe was out of keeping with Vinaya rules, but since he had no desire to violate them, he was not guilty of an offence. Seeing his robe slipping, the young Samanera drew his attention to it. Sariputta took the reminder in good grace, adjusted his robe, and even asked, "Would this do, sir?" A good teacher must be able to speak on profound subjects such as khanda, ayatana, the basis of mental process, dhatu, elements, satcha, truths, paticca samuppada, dependent origination, vipassana, and so forth. Unless the teacher is able to talk on these subjects, the disciple will not have the opportunity to practice meditation effectively, despite his desire to do so. He does not urge the disciple to do improper things. Some tell their disciples to do unwholesome things for their selfish ends. If the disciple acts on the instruction of such teachers, he usually comes to grief. If he speaks improperly, he is at the very least in for censure. If he commits crime, he is punished for it. If he does unwholesome deeds, he is likely to land in one of the four netherworlds after death. So the teacher should not encourage the disciples to do improper things. These then are the essential qualifications of a good meditation teacher mentioned in Visuddhimagga. These qualifications are implicit in the five qualities, namely faith, morality, learning, generosity, and wisdom, suggested in Dhammasangani of Abhidhammapitaka. Thus, affability and the quality of deserving the loving kindness, metta, of other people presuppose morality, sila. Respectability is the attribute of those who have moral virtues, knowledge, and wisdom, and so are the ability to discipline others and the ability to accept advice. The ability to talk on profound subjects is based on knowledge and wisdom. Thus, the qualities of a good teacher, according to Visuddhimagga and Dhammasangani, are basically the same.